Now, it's time for Young Widder Brown. The National Broadcasting Company now brings you Young Widder Brown, the story of attractive Ellen Brown with two fatherless children to support. The story of the age-old conflict between a mother's duty and a woman's heart. Men, don't let time slip by. Start building for your future today as an airman in the United States Air Force. Nowhere else will you find the opportunities open to you as an airman. It's the sure way to go places faster. The Air Force offers you more than 400 different specialized subjects for which you may qualify. Subjects that prepare you for such growing fields as aircraft maintenance, guided missiles, air police, intelligence, and many more with equal chances for advancement. In the Air Force, you'll learn from top experts. You'll receive training the like of which you couldn't get anywhere else if you paid for it. Yet all the while you train, you'll be paid. You'll earn while you learn. So make America's future your future. See your nearest Air Force recruiter now. And go places faster as an airman. Now, Young Widder Brown. Herbert Temple, Anthony Loring's friend and lawyer, is in an anteroom at the county jail where Anthony is being held, awaiting trial for the murder of his wife, Millicent, found stabbed to death a few weeks ago in the Loring home. And now, as he paces the tiny waiting room, Herbert is thinking to himself,
it was a mistake to drive Ellen out here to see Anthony. I knew that, but she insisted on it. But how could I tell Ellen why it's a mistake? How could I tell her about the ugly implications concerning her which Anthony's sister Victoria has been making? Once again, Victoria is planting doubts and confusion in Anthony's mind about Ellen's love for him, her loyalty to him. Right now, Anthony faces a trial for murder, and he needs Ellen desperately. But just how clever has Victoria been? Just how successful will she be in driving Ellen and Anthony apart a second time?
And at this very moment, just down the hall in the visitor's room of the jail, the wire screen that separates Anthony and Ellen could as well be a stone wall. For Ellen is utterly taken aback as Anthony says to her harshly,
Ellen, for the love of heaven, what are you doing here?
I had to come, Anthony. I had to see you.
The guard told me there was a visitor waiting. I assumed it was Herbert Temple. Had I known it was you, I wouldn't have come out here.
You don't mean that. You can't.
Get out of here, Ellen, and don't come back. If you do, I warn you, I'll refuse to see you.
Anthony, don't say that. Can't you realize what you're doing with every word you're saying to me?
What I'm doing is the only thing I can do.
Anthony, this whole situation, your indictment for murder, you're having to go on trial. We can at least face it together. We can meet whatever comes along together. But if you turn against me now...
Turn against you? Is that what you think I'm doing?
Isn't it just what you're doing? Telling me to leave, to get out? Telling me that if I come here again, you won't see me?
I haven't turned against you. It was you I was thinking of, and the ordeal this is for you. Having to see me like this, a prisoner behind bars, like a criminal.
There's only one thing I know, Anthony, and care about knowing. You did not murder Millicent.
A grand jury says I did.
But you're innocent. It's for them to prove you're guilty. And they can't, because you're not guilty.
Ellen, can't you realize that all the evidence is against me? It's circumstantial evidence, yes. But it's strong and incriminating. You say I'll be cleared. You're an optimist, I'm afraid.
I have faith. If that's being an optimist, Anthony, then that's what I am. I have faith in your innocence, in your being able to prove your innocence. And God is on your side. You believe that, don't you, Anthony?
Ellen, you make me feel pretty much ashamed of myself. What kind of weakling am I to lose faith?
You're not a weakling. You've been through a terrible ordeal. But, oh, Anthony, we've got to believe that somehow, some way, they'll find out who killed Millicent and you'll be cleared.
Ellen, I'd like you to do something for me. I know it won't be pleasant, but I need your help.
What is it, Anthony?
It's my sister, Victoria.
Yes.
I want you to go to her when you leave here. Tell her you've been to see me and that I'm cheerful and optimistic and not afraid. Will you do it for me, darling? I think it'll put Victoria's mind at ease.
Anthony, I...
Of course, if you'd rather
no,
not...
No, no, of course I will. I'll tell Victoria you're in excellent spirits and she must try not to worry. And will you try not to worry, darling? Will you try to believe that things are going to be all right? Because they are, Anthony. I know they are.
And now, a few minutes later, in Herbert Temple's car, Ellen is saying...
Herbert, instead of driving me directly home, will you let me off at Victoria Loring's house?
At Victoria's, Ellen?
Anthony asked me to go and see her. To tell her that he's in excellent spirits and she's to try not to worry too much about him.
I can understand Anthony's wanting to ease his sister's mind. But I was thinking of how Victoria lashed out at you yesterday, ordering you out of her house. You didn't tell Anthony about it.
No, of course I didn't. How could I upset him even more than he already is?
I know. But it won't be very pleasant for you to have to see Victoria. In fact, she may refuse to see you at all.
If that's the case, there's nothing I can do about it. But at least I can try to see her, Herbert, for Anthony's sake.
Ellen, you're a very remarkable woman. You know that?
Remarkable?
Well, this is a terrible business for Anthony. But in a way, it's even harder for you, loving him as you do, knowing what's ahead for him, but keeping your head high and your hopes and courage high.
Without hope, what would there be left? Anthony will be cleared of this. Those people on the jury will believe his innocence. But right now it's Anthony I'm worried about. All the time he has to think and brood there at the county jail.
I'm going to see what I can do about that, Ellen. It's not customary for a man charged with murder to be released on bond, but sometimes in this state, exceptions are made.
Oh, Herbert, do you think it could be arranged? Do you think there's any chance at all?
And it depends on the decision of Judge Blanchard, as I told you. The judge is out of town and won't be back until late this evening.
But you will go and see him the minute he gets home?
Yes. I'll lay the case before him and ask if Anthony can be released in my custody. It's only a slim hope, you understand?
But it is a hope, and it's worth trying. Now, if you'll drive me to Victoria's house, it's also hope that she'll be willing to see me.
Now, it's about 20 minutes later. From the window of her room, Victoria Loring has seen Ellen and Herbert drive up and has heard Ellen's ring of the doorbell. Victoria is thinking to herself...
When Ellen was here yesterday, I ordered her out of my house and told her not to come back. That was stupid of me. Very stupid, I see that now. If I'm to save Anthony, I must have Ellen's confidence. I detest her, but right now I may need to use her. I must be careful, though, so she won't suspect my motives.
Victoria?
Oh, Ellen, come in, won't you?
I wasn't sure you'd see me, Victoria, after you ordered me out yesterday.
Ellen, I'm glad you came back.
Are you?
Yes. You see, I thought over the things you said yesterday. About how, in spite of our dislike of each other, we both love Anthony. And we should be working together, not quarreling with each other.
Victoria, I wish you could realize how very important that is. Our working together, I mean, to try and help Anthony.
Oh, but Ellen, I do. I shan't pretend any friendship for you. That would be stupid because you wouldn't believe me anyway. But I will say I'm willing to do anything for Anthony's sake. And if we can best help him by working together, well, I'm willing to try, if you are.
Yes, of course I am. I stopped by because Herbert Temple drove me over to the county jail this morning.
The jail? Then you've seen Anthony. Oh, Ellen, how is he?
He's in very good spirits. And he asked me especially to tell you not to worry and not be frightened. And Anthony's very confident that things are going to be all right. That's the message he asked me to bring you.
Oh, Ellen, he will be cleared. Why, everyone in this county knows Dr. Anthony Loring, knows how fine and generous and good he is. Everyone knows he's incapable of committing murder.
Yes, of course.
And yet, he had provocation, didn't he, Ellen? I mean, things had reached a terrible climax between him and Millicent on the very afternoon before her murder. You know, Ellen, I've tried to think back and recall exactly what the situation was that made Anthony's hatred of Millicent flare up so violently again.
Why,
and as I remember it, it had something to do with that famous artist, Ivan Mansfield.
Ivan Mansfield?
The man Anthony accused Millicent of hiring to lure you away from Simpsonville. That was what happened, wasn't it? Ivan Mansfield was proven to be a ruthless man. But there wasn't any doubt that he had been working for Millicent Loring, was there, Ellen?
For the second time, Victoria has brought up Ivan Mansfield's name. Just what is her sudden interest in this treacherous artist? And in back of her mind, does she hope to use him in a plan to save Anthony Loring? Will Victoria reveal her plans to Ellen tomorrow at this same time on Young Widder Brown? The best variety entertainment. That's what's in store every Monday through Friday on America's favorite daytime radio program, Weekday. Nearly 6 hours of music, news, comedy. Big guest stars help speed along the homemaker's day. And here's a preview of what's in store tomorrow. Your hosts, Martha Scott, Mike Wallace, Joan Alexander, and Walter Kiernan, introduce you to more interesting personalities. Singing star Dennis Day makes his appearance and gives Weekday listeners a sample of his warm and popular singing style. And here's a visit with another fascinating person, evangelist Billy Graham. Then, in time for your Christmas preparations, Charlotte Adams contributes tips on easy holiday cooking. And Bert Bacharach has more suggestions on last-minute gifts. Of course, there's fine dramatic entertainment, a new complete short story, and another installment in Max Ehrlich's novel, First Train to Babylon. While to keep you well informed, you'll hear news each hour on the hour by five top NBC commentators. Join Weekday tomorrow morning on this station. Young Widder Brown is from the original radio play by Frank and Ann Hummert and produced under their supervision. Dialogue by Gene Carroll, directed by Richard Leonard. Wendy Drew plays Evan Brown, and Ned Weaver is Anthony Loring. Today's episode of Young Widder Brown was brought to you by the National Broadcasting Company. This is George Hansbrough speaking. Young Widder Brown will be on the air at the same time tomorrow.
This is the NBC Radio Network.